Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
John chapter 10, reading verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Gives his life to the sheep. The title of our message is The Good Shepherd. That he is the good one. That the good one gives his life. That's why he says, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. That except we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we have no life in us. Who said so? Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, said he is the good shepherd. That the good shepherd giveth his life. That the scripture is whom he's speaking of. That the words I speak, he said, they are spirit, they are life. That is the life he gives to his sheep. Every one of them, he gives them life there so that they can have life and have that life abundantly. That the good shepherd is the life giver. And what life does he give? His word. That's why he says the word of God is living. So he is the good shepherd. The word of God says that we should come to him. And then he will lead us because he is that good one. He has something to give to us that we should leave the evil one, the devil. The devil gives death. But he says that he gives life. Through Adam, we all died. There is a natural man. There is a spiritual man. The spiritual man is the life giver, the Lord from heaven, the word of God that proceeded from the Father. He says that I am the good shepherd. That means God gave us his word to lead us. And you know, God promised this long ago in the old time. If we go to Ezekiel chapter 34, reading from verse 23. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of peace. And will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. And they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Hallelujah. He says, I will set up one shepherd. Not two, one shepherd. This shepherd is Jesus Christ, set up by God. That God set up the Holy Bible to lead all of us, all mankind, by this one shepherd, one holy Bible, that as many as receive him, he gives them the right. He gives them his spirit. That's why he says, as many as are led by the spirit of the scriptures, they are the sons of God. He says, I will give them, I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. And my servant David shall feed them. He's not talking of the natural David. He's talking of Jesus, the son of David. He was talking of Jesus Christ. You know, David is long gone. This is the time of Ezekiel. Ezekiel is a prophet that came way after David. He was talking of his son, Jesus Christ, that will be born in the house of David, according to the flesh, that he will be born in Bethlehem, the city of David. And so he says, I will give them, who, the whole of humanity, one shepherd, and he will feed them. He will be the one feeding. He said, because of this shepherd, there will be showers of blessings. You see, that's why he is that blessing which he said Abraham. He said, by the seed, thy seed, shall the whole nations of the world be blessed. He's the blesser. He's the good Lord. That's why he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd brings blessings. Who? He brings his own life. That's why he said, we are called to inherit a blessing. What blessing? The life of God. That we should become partaker of his divine nature. We'll be alive in God. So that God so loved the world that he gave us his son. That the son of God is the word that God gave birth to. The Holy Scripture. He said, I will set him up as one shepherd, leading all. That everyone that had turned to the Son of God and received the Word of God, as the Son of God indeed is led by God, by His Spirit, and that this shepherd is one, that it is one God, there's one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, that this one God gave us the Holy Bible, and He says that this Holy Bible, He set Him up as the Good Shepherd. That's why Jesus, the Word of God says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's why David said this in the Psalm, Psalm 23. Hear what the psalmist, the sweet psalmist of Israel said. Psalm 23, in verse 1 to verse 3. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. You see the restorer. He said there will be showers of blessings. It's not David. David said the Lord is my shepherd. David knew the shepherd, that the Lord is his shepherd. If we return to that Ezekiel 34, you will see what he said further concerning the shepherd, that it was not David. Now, if we look at verse 30 of it, thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, I am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. Verse 31, and ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, amen, and I am your God, saith the Lord. He said, his flock, amen. That's why David says, the Lord is my shepherd, that his own flock, his own sheep, amen, they are mankind, human beings. He's talking of us, that we are his flock of his pasture. And that he is our God, that he lead us to his green pasture. What is that green pasture? His word. That's why he said, I will feed them. He, that the good shepherd, giveth his life for the sheep. That this flock of God, amen. His pasture, what he wants us to eat, is himself. That's why he said, my flesh is meat indeed. That he wants us to eat his word, that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. What is that every word of God? The Holy Scriptures. He wants us to eat the truth of it, that he is our shepherd. Who? The word. That God gave him to us, to lead us. That's why he said, he leadeth me beside the still waters, the untroubled waters. And then he restored my soul. Very refreshing. That's why he said there will be showers of blessings. He's not telling you of natural showers. He's talking of the shower of the word of God. He says, as the rain come from the sky and falls to the grass to water the ground so that things will grow. He says, so is my word that proceeded out of my mouth. It shall not return back void. It shall bless you because God has sent him forth to be the blessing. And that let the shower fall upon you, he's saying. Let the shower enter you. That the word of God is spiritual showers, is spiritual rain. That when this rain enter your life, he says that you'll be flowing. It's out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water because he's living. He gives his life. That life he gives is his word. That there is life in the scriptures. That the scriptures is our life. It says that he came so that he will water us completely. And then we become fruitful. The barrenness, that's why he said there will be no barrenness because there is showers of blessings. Showers of blessings in your home, in your life, in your job, all around you. And so God is saying to us that he wants to be the shower of our life. This blessing of our life, that God has called us to receive a blessing. That this blessing of God is his word, the shepherd. When he brought Moses to the mountain, see what he told Moses in verse 8 and 9 of Exodus 25. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I showed thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all instruments thereof, even so shall you make it. Told Moses, say, let them make me a sanctuary. I want to dwell among them. I'm the blessing. Who? God, the Lord. He says, I want to dwell among my people. That's why God seeks to enter our life. Who is that God? The Word of God. He says, if he's not in, then we are not blessed. So he said to Moses, let them make me a sanctuary. I want to bless my people. Let them make me a house, a sanctuary where I dwell among them. Because he was in their midst. Who was in their midst? The Lord, as he told Moses. Because they did make the tabernacle, and then the Lord dwelt among them. And then one time Moses went to speak with him. Let's see that in Numbers chapter 7, in verse 89 of it. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of the testimony, from between the two cherubims, and he spake unto him. Moses heard him speak. Moses did not see him. He only heard the voice of his word speaking from off the mercy seat between the two cherubims. He's talking of the ark of the covenant where the scriptures was put. The scripture was inside that ark. And then there was a seat on top of it, the mercy seat. Then you have two cherubims facing each other. Moses heard him speak from off the mercy seat. He spoke to him. Spoke to Moses from there, as he said, let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. God is a spirit. The spirit was dwelling in that ark of the covenant. Because so he said. And then he spoke to Moses. And this is where he was dwelling. He was in the world, in the stone tablets he gave to Moses. Now see what happened when this tabernacle now became the temple in Jerusalem. In 1 Kings chapter 8, reading from verse 6. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. Do you see where he dwells? It was never changed. So Moses was commanded they should make it exactly as he was shown him. So when the temple was built, he was dwelling there until he came. And he said, now you don't need to go to Jerusalem. He was dwelling among them. Who was dwelling among his people? The Bible, the Word of God. He's the Lord. He's the good shepherd. And then it is this good shepherd that was leading all, to lead all of them. How can he lead them except they receive him? That for 40 years, he knocked at the door of their heart in the wilderness. They were not open to him. They didn't allow him in. He also knocked in Jerusalem. He was dwelling there. He knocked by his prophets. They were warning them. He sent them early to warn them that open to me. But they went and served other gods. They were serving other gods of the nations around them. They did not serve the Lord their God. Though Moses told them that the Lord our God is one Lord. It means one shepherd. That shepherd was this word of God, this holy Bible that is to be in all of his people, leading them, controlling them. They will be led by the spirit of the scriptures. But they did not allow him to come in. Then they were dead and they went to Babylon. And so God is saying to us that there's a good shepherd. That this good shepherd is this word of God that gives his life to us. His wonderful life. His divine life. He's saying him was life in who? The word. The life was the light of man. That it is this word he wants us to receive as our good shepherd. See what the psalmist says concerning him in Psalm 80, in verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. That's where he was dwelling. As we read in Exodus, read in Numbers, read in 1 Kings, that he was dwelling in between the cherubims. That when Moses went to speak with him, he had him speak from of the mercy seat. So the psalmist says, give ear. Oh, shepherd of Israel, give attention to us. Thou that led Joseph like a flock. Joseph was a human being, but he said he led him like a sheep, like a flock. And then thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Who? The Lord. He said he led Joseph like a flock, that he was with Joseph. The father said that the arrow, they shot at him, shot at Joseph. They could not prevail over him because of this Lord. He said because of the mighty God of Jacob, who, because of the word of the Lord that was with Joseph, they could not prevail. The more they tried to push him down, the stronger he becomes. He said he abode in strength because of the strength of Israel, the stone of Israel. He says, oh, shepherd of Israel, that he is that stone that the builders have disallowed. Who? The word. That he should give ear. That he is the good shepherd. He led the people through that terrible wilderness. He said that rock that followed them was Christ, the good shepherd. He came and told his own that I am the good shepherd that led your fathers. I am the good shepherd that fed you in the wilderness. All of that multitude. I am that good shepherd that fought Pharaoh and brought all of you out. Who? The scriptures. He says in the psalmist, now say, oh, shepherd of Israel, you know whom he's calling on. Who is he calling on to? The one that spoke to Moses from off the mercy seat. He's a spirit. God does not want us to look at the Bible as ordinary writing. He wants us to see him as that shepherd that is set up by God himself. That God set up the scriptures so that we can come to him and call on him. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is his name. The Lord is God. That's the word of God that God gave to the Israelites. He is the Lord. He said he was and he is the shepherd of Israel. That let him be your shepherd. See what is written in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Hear what the Bible says concerning this shepherd, this good shepherd. The word of God himself. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 20 and 21. Now on the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Good Shepherd is that great Shepherd of the sheep, the one that brought Jesus again from the dead, who the Spirit of the Scriptures, he says that he will make your heart perfect, means he will give us perfect understanding, the perfect word of liberty, that through him we please God. That's why Jesus says, if you love me, keep my word. My Father will love you. That's how we do what is well-pleasing unto him. That when we come to his word, we must believe that he is the good shepherd set up by God. The word, the holy scriptures, that God gave us this one shepherd, all of humanity, all over the world. No matter where you are in this world, there is only one shepherd, one leader. One that is to lead us. He said the word of God should lead us. And that everyone that is led by this shepherd, he said he gives his life to them. Because he has given them life. He's the life giver. He gives you eternal life. His own life. That you will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Do you know that the word of God is everlasting, can never fail, can end, is eternal? And so he's saying to us that there will be showers of blessings for his flock, that his flock are men. That's why he said, all the sheep I have, I must bring them. Will you come to this shepherd? This good shepherd of the Holy Bible, that the Holy Bible is the good shepherd. The people did not know what he was saying when he says, I am the good shepherd. He was telling them, I am the word of God. I am the Holy Bible that led Joseph like a flock. I am that word that led him, and then no one could defeat him. I'm that one that told him, that gave him the dream and said that they shall bow, and that every knee shall bow to me. That word was with Joseph. He says, at his name, every knee shall bow. Wherefore, God has highly exalted his word. That it was the word he gave to Joseph. He said, they shall bow to. His brethren did not understand. That Joseph was a prophet. That the word that Joseph was speaking is not Joseph speaking. The Spirit of the Scripture was speaking him. And that they shall bow. He said, unto me shall every knee bow. And they did. The whole sub-region, all of that region, bow. They came to Egypt for food. They did not know what they were doing, but the scripture was fulfilled. That when the brethren came, Joseph told them, I'm Joseph, your brother. And so he's saying to us that he is that shepherd that led Joseph, the God of the Holy Scriptures. He said, let him lead you. See what Apostle Peter said in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2, concerning the good shepherd of our soul. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. He said, you were as sheep going astray, but are now returned. Do you hear that? God wants us to return. Return to who? To the sincere milk of the word of God. That as newborn babes, that we should desire the sincere milk of the word. That this word of God is that stone, is that shepherd. It says that we were going astray. Then this good shepherd came to us. He said that anyone that was going astray, he should come home. Like the prodigal son. Say, return to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Jesus says, come to me, all you that labor and heavily laden, I will give you rest. Who is speaking? The scriptures. Say, anyone that listens to my word and hears my voice and he belongs to me, he said he will follow me. That so that where I am, my servants will be there also. That I am the good shepherd. That God was in the man Christ Jesus speaking to men, saying to them that I am the good shepherd, which God, the God of the Bible. was in Christ, saying to them, I am the good shepherd, that the word of God was made flesh. He came as a human being, as he said, that he will raise up one shepherd in the house of David. And then this shepherd shall feed them. All barrenness shall end. Unfruitfulness shall end. Because there is showers of blessings. And that these showers of blessings is the word of God. You want to be blessed? He said, take to this bishop and shepherd of your soul. He is the good shepherd. Let him lead you. As many as are led by the Spirit of Christ, they are the sons of God. Anyone that leads another way, say, that's the way of a robber. That all others are thieves and robbers. All others are hypocrites. All others are falsehood. That he is the good shepherd. That he's only the good shepherd that gives life. And gives that abundant life which he has. That his life is the word. That the word he speak, they are spirit, they are living. And that if we take to the word of God, we are his disciples indeed. That is the good shepherd. And he said, this good shepherd will set us free. Completely free from trap of the devil. You know when an animal, the shepherd who's leading that animal, see the animal in the danger or is falling into a pit, he led that sheep out. But he says that his own sheep are men. They are mankind. That he will get you out of the trap of the devil. Even if you are falling into the hole of the devil by yourself. That he is that good shepherd that will get you out from the hand of the devil. Who? The scriptures. He will get you out of the hand of sorcerers. He will get you out of the people that have trapped you. And telling you that they will lead you to God. They don't know whom God is. Come to me. Once you come to this Bible, it says, will set you free, and free indeed, you will know him, the good shepherd. And that is only one good shepherd. That good shepherd is the Holy Bible that God set himself. He planted the word. He said, this shepherd is the giver of life. And it's only one who can give life. He that has life. Said in him was life. That truly God has given us eternal life. That life is in his son. He that has his son has life. And the son is saying to us that I am the good shepherd you have heard of. I am that good shepherd that he said to Ezekiel, tell them that I will set up the good shepherd. That good shepherd is the Holy Bible given to mankind. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.